Our gospel lesson for Dan's service and remembrance is from John, the third chapter. Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and the people love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Here ends our gospel lesson. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Growing up, I was taught to love the fact that my ancestors moved to the United States from Denmark. My religion was Danish. My last name was derived from a Danish surname. Our family farm was a Danish homestead in America. And let's face it, I've always looked pretty Scandinavian. Though, I gotta say, I think my family comes from a part of Denmark that is less chatty than your family. Talking with Velma the other day about Dan, I learned that my experience growing up as a Danish descendant pales in comparison with Dan's. Born to Danish immigrants around Dagmar in northeast Montana, Dan could hardly speak a word of English by the time he went to school. It was a second language to his European mother tongue. He grew up in the flat, windy farmland around there where everybody seemed to have immigrated from our shared ancestral homeland. Their heritage was so important to them that Dan was sent to Danish school for 6 weeks every summer to make sure that he understood about his culture and heritage. It was also living in this Denmark-centric town that he met the girl that he would marry and share his life with for almost 68 years. Velma. When I asked Velma about when they first met, she said that she could not remember because it seems like they just always knew each other. That is not a testament to what it feels like to share your life with somebody else. I don't know what is. Your beginnings and your endings, your starts and your stops, and your hiccups along the way all meld into one. From the day that they married in 1951, that seems to have been their story. Dan's life was obviously marked by his great sense of humor, and thank you all for sharing so much about that. It was also marked by his boundless work ethic. And the family shared with me that he would get the kids up at 5 a.m. to move pipe. And though the eight of them hated this early morning routine, they always remember him being extra cheerful at this frightful time of day. Later in life, after they had grown, he divulged that he actually hated it too. But he didn't want them to know that. Dan would work through the wind and the rain, the snow and the slush, the baking sun, and the putrid winter cold in order to make sure that the hay was watered, the cows were fed, and the milk got delivered. He was a man who seemed to only stop if he saw somebody who needed help along the way. And then he would kick it into full gear to make sure that they got what they needed. He once said that he worked 16 years without a day off, and that was pretty easy for the rest of the family to agree with. He worked hard to support himself, and even harder to lift others up. In this way, Dan connected with the work of God and Jesus Christ. Jesus emptied himself on the cross, being lifted up for our sakes that we may have eternal life. This is not a gift that we earn for ourselves by going to church all the time, being good, or giving lots of money to charities. Though, as a pastor, I gotta say, we certainly appreciate it when you do. The gift of eternal life is the work of God that is given to us in spite of all that we do or do not do. It is not a thing that can be earned or worked for, because it is offered to us wholly and completely by God's efforts. The image we heard about a moment ago in our reading from John compares Jesus on the cross being lifted up like the bronze serpent that Moses lifted up in the wilderness. As Moses and the Israelites were wandering through the wilderness, they had displeased God, so a horde of venomous snakes was unleashed among them. The Israelites died by the thousands until they cried out to the Lord, who told Moses to forge a bronze serpent and put it on a pole to be lifted up for all the people to see. When those who were dying from the snake venom looked at the bronze serpent, they were immediately healed of that poison that flowed through their veins by a miraculous work of God. When we look at the cross of Christ for our salvation, we are similarly redeemed by a miraculous work of God. It does not matter what we have done or what we have left undone. It does not matter how we pray or the prayers that we have neglected. If we are sealed in the cross of Christ in our baptisms, redeemed by the body and blood through the sacrament of communion, and above all, claimed as children of God through our faith, then we will be healed from our mortality by the miraculous efforts of our God, who works hard to lift everyone up from the grave and give us a heavenly home with the saints who have gone before us. The faithful departed, just like Dan. There's not a person in this room whom God is not working to save from the clutches of death. And we rejoice that God has promised to make this work complete, and Dan as well. He worked hard to make it through this life. He can rest easy now. And we can too. For it is Christ alone who does the work of making a heavenly home for us. One where we will never get tired, and we will always be glad when 5 a.m. rolls around. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.